Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Lamed in the Art Scholars Vodar edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Halacha Dalet, starting the top of Amud Aleph. In the middle of discussing Simchas Beis Shreivo, and the Gemara says, Ben Yeritzodak HaMishtabech BeKvitzoysof. We're jumping in a very unique way in Simchas Beis Shreivo. Omu Alav Al-Mashiyon Ben Gamliel Shehamiraket B'Shmoyne Avuka Shozov V'lo Echad Mim Nogeh B'Chaveru. He would throw 8 torches of fire in the air, and they didn't touch each other. Ukeshah Korea, he did Korea, which is one way of bowing down. Hayanoyetz Gudoli Boretz, he put his thumbs in the ground. V'Korea Umiyadei Niskov, meaning he leaned on his thumbs and get up right away. Ezu Kriya V'Ezu Bricho, the Pasuk mentions Kriya and Bricho. L'Chroya and Livrech. What's the difference? The Gemara does not give us the description. The Gemara just says, "Rav Chiya Rabo Hera Kriya Lifnei Rebbe." He showed how to do Kriya. V'nifsach v'nisrapo. Because Kriya is so hard, he has to go down and pick him up himself with his legs, that caused him to be lame. In other words, caused him to hurt himself, but he was healed. Levi Bar Sisi wrote Bricho Lifnei Rebbe. He showed Bricho in front of Rebbe. V'nifsach v'nisrapo. And then he became lame and was not able to heal. He remained lame for the rest of his life. And we learn from the Gemara, this is the difference between Kriya and Bricho. Kriya is Pishu Yadayim Raglayim. He's laying down on the floor. So it doesn't put so much effort and stress on the legs. But Kriya is leaning the legs, and that's why it caused more damage. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayeshev David Levorech es Beisoy, Vateitze Michal Basho Likosoy. Hemshech HaPasuk is, Michal came after David the Melech was singing and dancing in front of the Oren. So Michal told him, Manichba dayoy melech Yisrael shenigla yom linei am hois avodov ki golis niglus echad areikim. You were revealed in front of your slaves like just a pashat person, the way you were dancing in front of the Aaron. So then, Womau echad areikim, what she referring to? Mavahu barakano areikim shebareikim. Who's that? The archistis, the head of the thieves. Omer ayoyim niglo kvoit besabo. Now it was revealed or was taken away the kavod of my father's household. Her father was Shaul HaMelech. Amru Alov al Beis Shaul, what happened in the house of Shaul, Shaloi Nira Mem Loi Erkev Loi Gudol Meimem. They never saw a heel or a toe in their lifetime. It was always covered. Hado Dichtiv Ayovel Gderus Atzoy Neshal Derech V'Shal Me'ora. It says by Shaul he went to the Mar to the cave where Dovid HaMelech was hiding inside. And Dovid HaMelech had the opportunity to kill Shaul, but he did not kill him. So it says the Gderus Loshon two fences. So the more Dalshins, Rav Avraham Shab Lozer Godel Lifnimi Goder Hoyo. It was double fences, meaning Shaul was covering himself twice. Vayavah Shaul Asach Advarav to relieve himself. Before removing any clothing, he would put something else to cover what he was removing, to make sure to be in sinis. Meshul Shul Tzivchot Umasik Tzivchot. Picking up a clothing and removing a clothing. On my door, so David said, "Ach mingo be'adin gufi tzadiko. How will I harm such a tzadik?" Hadoi do'omo. That's what he told him. He ne'ayoyim ezer ruin necho es asher nesanocho ayoyim be'yodi ba'me'oro. Kshbuchu Allah, give me the opportunity to kill you in the morrow. V'homer lo regecho, I wanted to kill you. V'atechas alecho. So the pasuk shalom, the pasuk means, and I had mercy on you. But says the Gemara, ve'echo isalecho in ksivka. Then said, I had mercy on you. Elav atechas alecho. It had mercy on you. Tzniuzcho chasto alecho. The fact you saw tzanua, that's what gave you mercy. V'yomer David el Michal lifnei Hashem asher bocha bi me'avich. So David HaMelech says in the pasuk, v'sachak lifnei Hashem, I will dance in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to be embarrassed to do that. And he had the pasuk, v'niklosi oid mezois v'isi shofal be'inai v'ima amhois asher amarti imo mechabedo. I mean, the slaves that you spoke about, it will be a respect for me to dance in front of them. Sheinom amois ele imois. Meaning, Michal bat Shul called them maidservants. She said they're not maidservants. They're mothers. They're important people. Umane and Shul, how did Michal get punished? Says the Pasuk says, Michal bat Shul lo yalo vlad ad yom oiso. She did not have a child to the day of her death. So the more of it says in the Pasuk, Hashishi yisroim le'egle yishtoi. That the sixth child that was born to Michal, says the Gemara, she goes ke egel v'meso. That's why it's called eglo. She moaned like a calf and she died. Meaning she died doing labor. So she had a child, but only the day she died, not when she was alive. Halacha ezok the Mishnah, om du shnei kriyanim b'shar ha'el, yoyin oyerin mezas yisroel lezas noshim. when they went to draw the water for the Nisuch HaMayim, so the ceremony went as follows. There were two Koyanim, they're standing in Shar Elyon, it's called Shar Nikoner, the gate that goes from the Ezas Yisrael, the Ezas Noshim. Shtechatzoyches Biyonim, and they had two trumpets in their hands. Korah Gever, the one who was responsible, scream out. But he gave the side to do the blowing of the shofar. Toku ve'ariu ve'toku. They did kia truot kia. Higu l'bayla series. They came to the 10th step out of the 15th steps. Again, toku ve'ariu ve'toku. They did it again. Did kia truot kia. Higu l'azara. They got to the bottom step. They got to the azara. Toku ve'ariu ve'toku again. Hayu toiki ve'oichi. They continued that kia. At shemagim l'shah yoitzel lebizvach. Until they got to the outdoor gate. Higu l'shah yoitzel lebizvach. When they got there, they turn around to the west, back to Beis Hamikdash. Our fathers were here, our forefathers were here. They had their back to the Beis Hamikdash, and they would face to the east. And they were facing to the sun, they were bowing down to the sun. We are facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say it twice. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our eyes are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which really refers to, we talk about the past, we are thanking Hashem for the past, and we're davening for the future. Says the Gemara, Tirgim Rav Koybi de Be'er Shiloh. Rav said in front of Beis of Shiloh, what does it mean, Korah Gavro, that says in our Mishnah? Achris Karoizo. The announcer announced. He's the one who gave the sign for the people to do Tkiyo, Shuot Tkiyo. Maybe it means that the rooster made the sound. Because the Gever is a reference to the rooster as well. So tell us that the rooster, when he calls in the morning, that's when they blew, that's when they did the Chatzaitris. So it continues the morning with Beis, it says that the name of the one who in charge in this, that was his name, Ben Gvar. You want to tell me he's the son of a rooster? No, we're talking about a human being. So Al Korach will talk about here a human being that called out and announced for the Koyanim to do the Tkiyah. Magmor says he went to the 10th step. Remember your boy, Asiris Milamalon, Asiris Milamaton. Meaning, is the 10th step counting from the bottom, or is the 10th step counting from the top? Which step is it? And the Gemara does not answer the question. If you look at the pasuk that says that the fathers used to bow down to the son, it doesn't say mishtachavim. The word that it says is mishtachavisim. What does it mean? The issue was they did both. They bowed down to the sun and to Hashem. They did shituf. They combined the sun with Hashem, which is even worse. There's two bad things that my nation did. It's more than 1,000. They did only two bad things. The same issue of combining together, both bowing down to the sun and to Hashem. Another pshat in the two things that were done is based on Rashi in Tanakh, that they were mishtachar to the chamo, and they also would disgrace themselves by putting their back towards the heichol. So there's two bad things. They're mishtachar to the chamo, and they're disgracing the heichol by relieving himself towards the heichol. So another way to explain the two things. Halacha vav zok the Mishnah, ein pichati misrim ve'achas kiyos b'migdosh. In the Beis HaMikdosh, you have the minimum amount of blowing of the chatzotris, was 21. And the maximum was 48. How is that? The Mishnah explains, every day is 21. They blew three times to open the gates. When they did the Nisuch Hayayin in the Tamid, so the Levim was to sing the Shir, and there was three parts of the Shir. Every part they did at Tkiyo, Truot Tkiyo. Ula Musafi, Musifi Moitesha. When you do Korban Musaf, you did another 9. So that's 30. Be'er Shabbos, Musifi Moitesh. When you come to have Shabbos, you have 6 more. Shalosh Laftir Solomon Malocha. 3 to make sure people stop doing Malocha of Shabbos. Veshalosh Lavdil bin Kodesh Lechoil. And 3 is to say that we're stopping Choil and we're starting Kodesh. We're starting Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Musoi Chachag. When it's Erev Shabbos and Sukkis, Yisha Arboy Mishmoy. Now you have 48. Shalosh Laftichas Shorim. 3 to open the gates like every day. Shalosh L'Share Helyoin. Shalosh L'Share Tachtoin. And Shalosh L'Milu Yamayim. Shalosh L'Gabi Amizbeach. So in Nisuch HaMayim, you have 3 when they go down from the big gate, when they get to the barn gate, when they come back from Milu Yamayim, and 3 on the Mizbeach. That's where they put the Arav in the Mizbeach. We're missing here the three they did on the tenth step, which the Gemara is going to address. In addition, Teish Latovit Sheshachah, V'Teish Latovit Sheben Arbaim, and Teish LeMusafim. Like every time you have Musaf. And then you have another six. Shosh Laftir Sohmin Amalachov, Shosh Laftir Mikosh Lachoy, like you have every Erev Shabbos. So you have the 21 of every day. You have the 9 of Musaf, which is 30. You have the 6 of Erev Shabbos, is 36. And you have another 12 that have to do with Nisach HaMayim and the Arava. So our Mishnah said that there's 21 the minimum and the maximum is 48. So Zok the Gemara Tani, the Braisa says, in Pochas Misheva V'lo Yoytel Sheshesre. The minimum is 7 and the maximum is 16. What's the difference? Ahen Tanyo Avet Kiyo Truot Kiyo Chado. Vahen Tanyo Avet Kol Chad Chado Minoin Chado. I mean, the Braisa counts Kiyo Truot Kiyo as 1. So every series of 3 is 1. And our Mishnah counts each one separately. So that's in our Mishnah, we have 21 as the minimum. In the Braisa, it's 7, which is divided by 3. Shetivtzor, and based on that, so we know it's Shosh called Mato Mate. When they traveled in the Midbar, every Shevet also did Kiyo Truot Kiyo when the Shevet moved. So every Shevet had Kiyo Truot Kiyo. So it's 3 for each Shevet. That's what it means, Shosh called Mato Mate. Every Shevet had 3. Rabbi Yudo, he's the one who says every 3 is considered to be 1. Rabbi Yudo, he's Shosh called Degel Vadegel. Every degel had 3 shvatim in it. There was 3 for each degel. Why? Because every shevet had 3, but it's considered to be only 1. Because 3 truot kiyos is considered to be 1. So you have 3 for each degel, which is 1 per shevet, 3 per degel. What about the 10 that you had on the 10th step? Hachoyret's another ones. Mandeisa gabia mizbeach, leisla mala asiris. Mandeisa mala asiris, leisla gabia mizbeach. Meaning the max was 12 kiyos. The question is, where was the extra 3? Was it on the 10th step, because we're busy with Nisuch HaMayim? Or it's on the Mizbeach, which is another thing, which is another stage. But nobody holds both. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Lamed.